4 score and 1 fall and winter ago. Adam was seeing a guy.
Oh, that's bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, girl, you can't be going on the yacht. Yeah, so I potentially have a date tonight.
No one wants a 3-martini lunch anymore?
No, apparently not. I also wasted no time. We're already recording.
Oh my gosh. My eyes are still like
I literally sat on the couch and within 2 seconds I had the Zoom recorder on.
Oh my god.
And Katie's like going through the emails.
I'm trying to read. It's too early for me to read.
There's no time for that. Your circadian rhythm is probably off because it's a Tuesday. And for the past like probably year, honestly, we've been recording on Wednesday mornings.
Yeah, what gives?
I have to fly to Boston tomorrow.
Everyone's out of town on the Wednesday that we usually, our usual recording date.
I know.
I'm a creature of habit.
Colby and I's fault.
Well.
Colby's in Boston. Mm-hmm. I fly to Boston tomorrow morning.
Wait, are you guys going to like hang out?
So Colby was waiting in Boston, essentially, to see if I had an extra ticket to the Noah Kahan concert. Because I'm taking a bunch of clients to the Noah Kahan concert.
Oh.
And I told Colby, because she was already going to be in Boston for the 4th of July. And so I basically told Colby, and I was like, honestly, at these events, there's always somebody who just like, who will drop out last minute. And because it's a concert, they'll want to fill the ticket ASAP. And these are like not cheap tickets, basically. But I think somebody on my leadership team is part of the Red Sox Foundation, which is like, does something with Fenway Park, basically.
Yeah.
And so she had a block of tickets for me to take clients to. And so I'm taking a bunch of clients. And of course, yesterday I was like, Colby was just basically waiting on standby.
And Colby is a client.
Colby.
Or is she not a client?
No, did she get the nod? She got the nod. She got the plus one.
Stop it.
Basically, I went to them and I was like, hey, I know that we have an extra ticket. Is that going to go to any use, basically? And I was like, but like, let's see if we can fill it with a client first. Like, that was my whole thing. And yesterday we tried to fill it with a couple people last minute, but we couldn't get anybody. And so I was like, okay, do you care if I give it to my best friend, Colby?
Well, Colby, like, could be a client. Anyone could be a client.
True. So essentially, Colby, long story short, extended her trip just in case I was going to be able to get her into the concert. And sure enough.
Smart girl.
Literally one ticket was available.
So it's like gambling.
Yep. She was gambling. And yet she was literally texting me all day yesterday being like, do I need to book a train tomorrow? Like, when are you going to know? And I'm like, I love you, but I need to make sure I can try to fill it with a client first. And then sure enough, I got the nod from the event coordinator.
Wow.
I know. So Colby's coming with me and all my clients.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
I know. So I fly into Boston tomorrow. We go to the Noah Kahan concert tonight. And then Colby and I both fly back Thursday morning at 6 a.m.
You fly together. How sweet.
Well, currently I'm on the 9 a.m. Colby's on the 6 a.m. And so it's still TBD if I'm changing to the 6 a.m. Because it's an early flight.
Where's the fire? Why did she...
Colby needs to get to the office.
Oh.
She told her boss, she was like, hey, Adam...
On Friday?
No, it's on Thursday. Because the concert's Wednesday night.
Oh my God.
AKA tomorrow night.
What day is it? I'm like, doesn't she work from home on Fridays usually?
No. Like, well, yeah, she does.
Okay, got it.
My wife.
I know her schedule.
I know my wife's entire schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that's what we're doing tomorrow, which will be fun.
Okay.
I know, I'm excited.
I'm very excited for
you. Do you remember when we went to Boston and we went to that place with the amazing bathtub martinis?
Yes, I do.
So I was going to take one of my clients there, good old Grill 23, with the ice shard, beautiful, beautiful bathtub martinis. But unfortunately...
Why are you calling it a bathtub?
Because it's just like a big goblet martini.
But it's like has ice cubes in it. It's like so icy. That would not be a comfortable bath.
See, when I think of bathtub, I'm thinking of like the volume.
The size.
Yeah, yeah. The volume of a bathtub.
Because I don't like my bathtubs with ice shards.
Totally
in them.
Agree. It's like a cold... It's like an ice bath.
Okay.
You know?
Accurate.
But I'm more referring to the volume of it.
When you said bathtub martinis, I was like, I heard martinis and then I associated it with Grill 23. But
bathtub martini.
Bathtub size.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But we can't go because apparently they only open at 5 p.m.
They open at 5? They don't open for lunch?
No.
No one wants a 3-martini lunch anymore?
No, apparently not.
Have you heard of a 3-martini lunch? Do you know what that is?
Yes, I was seeing girls do that on TikTok, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's back?
Yeah.
Well, this is from like the Mad Men era.
Oh, I didn't know that was that
of
was
like the three martini lunch was like back in the day when execs would literally have like a bar cart in their office because that was normal to do.
Right.
Like, have you ever seen Mad Men?
I have, but not like all the way through. Like, I've seen clips and episodes.
I believe it's like the 50s and 60s era. If I had to guess, I would need to like fact check myself, but I think that that was like the era.
Does Mad Men follow bankers, lawyers,
advertisers, advertising? I want to start it again from the beginning. It's such a good show, in New York, but they had this thing called a three martini lunch, which is when you would like have three martinis at lunch and go back to work.
So funny. No, like the times were different,
but a lot of people like some of the biggest mergers and deals and acquisitions and everything happened over a three martini lunch.
I'm not surprised. I mean, that's literally why I travel so much as a salesperson.
To have three martinis at lunch?
To have three martinis at lunch. No, I wish. That's like not really the culture anymore, I feel like. Like even if you go to a work dinner, I feel like people optimize now to get home earlier.
Optimize
is my favorite word.
Adam's favorite word has made an appearance. Like,
but like when I went to Korea, we were talking, did I already talk about this? How we were talking about like business etiquette in Korea?
No, I don't think so. I'm intrigued though.
So Asian countries, traditionally their business etiquette is they'll like go from the office, go to a dinner, and then after dinner they'll go out after, and then after they go out they'll go to like a nightclub or a strip club until like all hours of the night, and so they won't get home until like 6-7 a.m.
Yeah,
and so it's like a known thing in Korea that like it would be like a joke that the husbands would get home at like 6-7 a.m. and then be back in the office like 2 hours later at 9 a.m. essentially 9-10 a.m.
Yeah,
they start their day a little bit later because traditionally in Korea at least, and also Japan, their culture is like go out and drink all night, and because it's like builds a sense of camaraderie you're taking clients out.
It is interesting how like when we were in Japan, mm-hmm. they had at all these temples and shrines, they had sacrifices, or not, I think that's the wrong word, offerings, what's it called?
What are you talking about?
No, the things that they put at like the base of the shrine is like an offering. It's I think it's okay, an offering
yeah.
to the god.
Like sacrifice to the offering. I'm like, who are we sacrificing?
Not like a what you're expecting. Like, you know, like nice little, they'll give like an apple to the deities
right.
that are being honored at right. said shrine or temple. I'm sorry to offend anyone I'm offending by this. But oftentimes they would have like a bottle or something at like the base of the Buddha or something. And I asked our tour guide, I'm like, okay, what's with all the alcohol everywhere? Because I could look at it and I'm like, that looks like an alcohol. She's like, oh yeah, it's sake. Like sake is often the whatever the professional spiritual word is for like offering to the mm-hmm. gods, like alcohol. And at the one shrine that we went to, Shinto shrine in Harajuku, they had like literally 1,000 like really, I posted an Instagram photo in front of it. It was like very cool. Like it looks like these like little jars, like, but I asked again, the tour guide, I'm like, okay, what's that? She's like, once again, sake barrels that were like offered by businesses for like, to give their business prosperity or something.
I love that.
But there's literally 1,000 sake containers. I just like never, I grew up thinking that alcohol and religion were, or like spirituality of any kind, were extremely separate.
Well, I think in the US, I mean, at least nowadays.
Or like it's like, you know, oh, alcohol. I don't even know what that is. Like when I'm going to church, you know.
In the US, like alcohol is a very negative perception.
Except for wine, the blood of Christ.
I guess, but like even like, so for like in the US, the drinking age is obviously, what even is the drinking age? 21.
Are you kidding me?
I was about to say 18, but then I was like,
well, that's what it used to be.
Is it?
It's 21.
21.
No, it was 18 when our parents were like
right.
growing up.
Right. And now it's 21. But in like correct. Europe, I'm pretty sure it's like, is there even a drinking age?
In England, it is 18.
It is 18.
Yeah. But people like, the culture is different. It is different there.
Yeah. But I'm also thinking like Japan and Korea, like I don't even know if there is a drinking age.
Should we Google it?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Drinking age in Korea, 19. Oh, interesting.
19.
That feels random.
I don't think alcohol is such a negative connotation in other countries.
In Japan, drinking age in Japan, 20.
Okay. All right. So they're approaching 21.
20. Everyone's just like, we'll just pick a random number these days.
The numbers all seem very random.
Like, what does the number even mean?
Isn't it kind of funny that when you grow up, you realize that, like, there's somebody, like, sitting behind a desk just deciding these things?
Yeah, and they're often doing it over a 3-martini lunch. So that doesn't even... No, I'm kidding. But, no, the drinking age thing, actually, we were talking about it over July 4th because,
okay,
you know, we covered a lot of ground in Maryland on July 4th weekend with... We had Jack's whole British family there
for
4th of July, and we had expanded. We had his sister, brother-in-law, and niece this year as well, so we had quite the squad. I am, like, still in recovery from... My social battery has never been this dead in my life. In a good way, like, obviously, but we were talking about the drinking age, of course, and, like, just the differences between the British way of life and American way of life and, you know, what you grow up doing and... whatnot. And we were talking about the drinking age, and I was like, do you think that the drinking age would ever go back down to 18? Because I feel like 21, there's a reason for it. It's because of all the drinking and driving, I think. Mothers against drunk drivers. I think that was like the like crew that was like, we gotta raise this drinking age back in like the 80s or 90s, right? Okay. But I don't think it'll ever go back down.
I don't think so either.
Because... who's going to be the lawmaker that's going to push for that?
Yeah, it's a weird thing to push.
That's going to try to advance their career.
I was going to say, we have a lot of other problems.
Like, what is it? Is it the Senate?
I have no clue.
Like, I don't know if it's a state thing. Like, I don't know who would be. But who wants to be like, that's going to be the hill that I die on? Well, kids should be drinking earlier. You know?
I mean, there'd have to be some weird reason as to why they... Oh, money.
Money.
Okay, yeah,
that would have to be the reason. Like, we need
alcohol. Okay, you're so smart. You're so right.
Well, I'm just putting two and two together. Like, what influences people the most?
Yes.
Money.
Capital.
Capitalism.
Good old capital. Glad to see capitalism is alive and well.
Oh, honey, it's alive and well. Capitalism has touched everything now. Weddings? Don't even get me started.
Oh, my God.
Don't even get me started.
Are there estimates of how much our good friend Taylor Swift's wedding has cost yet?
I was watching the news. Actually, funny enough, my dad was watching the news, and it was on, obviously. Like, it's Taylor and Travis's wedding has touched has touched even my dad's, news channels.
Love it.
But they were talking about it, and it was estimated on that channel at, 50 million. But I think that's 50? Low. I think it's low. She rented out the entire MSG.
Does it cost $50 million to do that, though?
I don't know.
I can't imagine it does.
I guess I have no concept. I saw a blind item that she was, handing out Rolexes or something. There was
the wedding?
There was a raffle. I think she did a lot of, charity stuff, even at the wedding. Like, she did this big raffle, and I think, the proceeds or something went to charity.
Oh.
I believe. But she also did I'm seeing, rumors. Rumors. There was also apparently a karaoke moment where she would invite her famous guests that sing up and do karaoke.
No, I saw Tate McRae, Sabrina Carpenter.
Who did she? I believe it was I think there's
somebody cool.
Allegedly, Lana Del Rey sang, I think, "Young and Beautiful." Do you know that song?
Yeah, Young.
Actually, was it that? There was another song that I don't know. Lana Del Rey allegedly sang, and then I believe one of the Beatles was there.
I mean, I think she invited pretty much the entirety of A-list Hollywood.
She said she had 1,000 guests, at
least.
That's
insane. I mean, I saw the clips of her being like, I don't want to be teetering on whether or not I should invite somebody. Like, if you're somebody who considers me potentially a friend, you're invited to the wedding.
I mean, that was the ultimate networking event ever.
Yeah.
The
it
ultimate.
May as well have been like the Oscars.
She made her own award show, pretty much.
No, literally. I want to see pictures of the inside, though.
And Adam Sandler officiated. Did you see that?
I did see that, which is insane.
No, I'm dying to see photos. I wonder if we will. Do you think we will?
I'm sure it'll be a documentary.
I don't know. I feel like this might be the one time she doesn't do a documentary.
I kind of think she will. She'll want to give back to the fans. You don't think so?
Her wedding, though?
I mean, who sponsored her wedding? None other than her fans.
Well, true. I am... of the belief that she and Travis did actually get married before.
And this was just their
big... This was the party.
Yeah.
Which she's allowed to do whatever she wants. And she doesn't need to tell a soul. But I believe that this was
I'd believe it, for sure.
A performance of sort. I mean, still, a very impactful, very, special. Very special. But and she did walk down the aisle, allegedly. But, I think she may have already walked down the aisle before.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, she had to have gone and gotten her license.
Yeah.
But I also feel like she might have done like an intimate ceremony.
I believe it. I loved all the speculation leading up to it of people being like, this is fake. Like, look at the clipboards and the handwriting. She would never have anything like that.
I
mean, it really did.
I was in that camp. I will admit, I was absolutely like, until literally the moment a celebrity was photographed, I had thought that this was all a ruse. Yeah. A very expensive ruse. There's no way her wedding's at MSG. But as I've had time to sit with it, it makes so much more sense. Like every passing second, I'm like, I think for Taylor, like she's, you know, I think aesthetics or like the venue, like where the venue is, what the venue is, matters so much less to her than privacy.
Yeah.
Privacy, which is the one thing that it's very hard for her to get. The hardest element of the wedding day for her would be keeping it private.
Yeah.
With like all these prying eyes everywhere. And I think that was top of her list of priorities, not windows. Windows were not high on the list.
No.
But privacy was number one. And with the amount of money that she has, she could create any world that she wanted in there.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, it's literally just a blank canvas.
If you have like unlimited funds, you could really do whatever you want.
100%. She can go in there and fuck the whole place up.
Seriously.
That's why I really need to see pictures. Like, I want to know what she did with it. I saw so many like AI generated images.
Oh my God. People were getting got by those.
No, yeah, people were like, whoa, looks so good.
I'm like, if you swipe through this fake carousel, her straps on her dress change in every picture.
Oh, I didn't see AI generated images of her. I only saw AI generated images of like
the venue.
What the venue would look like.
Well, I saw, again, I like saw someone else talking on the news about like a trusted source said that her color scheme was peach and white or something.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't not believe it. I think I don't really know what Taylor, I love her to death. I am such a Swiftie through and through, but she can be a little bit choogy sometimes. So like, I feel like whatever she chose for decor, I'm not going to be like, that's my dream wedding, but she's allowed to do whatever the hell she wants. You know what I mean?
Totally agree. She's like, Taylor Swift.
She's Taylor Swift. She's allowed to do whatever. Okay,
so humor me this. Blake Lively was not invited to the wedding.
I think what's most significant about the Taylor Swift Travis wedding of it all is like who was not invited.
Yeah.
Because it seems like everyone and their mother was invited. So the people that were not invited stand out even more to be like, oh, they're like feuding.
Yeah.
So Blake and Ryan Reynolds. And then what's that guy's name? Miles Teller. Kelly Teller.
What's her beef with Miles and Kelly Teller?
Well, Miles and Kelly Teller were thick as thieves for a while. And Taylor has a music video where they're literally like in the music video, like starring in the music video. I think maybe she was friends with Miles Teller first, because he's the actor, obviously, and then became really good friends with his wife, Kelly. And then there was like this, like Kelly like posted on her Instagram that she got in Taylor this like opalite ring for her birthday. And like, they were like really good friends. And then all of a sudden, like radio silence, they just like were stopped. They stopped being seen together, being photographed. And people were like, oh, maybe like they're just keeping their friendship more off away from the cameras. But like, no, there's definitely something that happened.
And nobody knows?
No one knows.
Interesting.
No one knows. So she wasn't there. What's notable is that Karlie Kloss was there.
Oh, really?
Karlie Kloss was there and her husband. And we had thought that they...
She was beefing with Karlie Kloss at one point, no?
Well, never like super confirmed, but like...
Wasn't there all that signs. Stuff about like how at the Eras Tour or whatever, Karlie was in like the nosebleeds or something?
Yeah, she wasn't in the tent. Yeah, we were like, oh, she bought that ticket herself. Like she no, but I think that the lore is that Karlie Kloss somehow kind of sided with the enemies of Taylor's life, like the people that were trying to steal her music and stuff. Or like,
oh, I see.
Let me double check.
She was besties with like the Scooter Braun of the world.
Yeah, exactly. Wait.
Were Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber at the wedding?
Nope. Kardashians, obviously not. I think the Biebers are just too close to the Kardashians.
I see.
And the Kardashians, Taylor wanted nothing to do with them, obviously.
So funny, the Capitol.
Although, did you see at the Knicks game, her and Kylie had a moment? I think it was the final.
They hugged. Yep, they hugged on the court.
Kylie and Taylor hugged.
Yep.
And like spoke.
I did see that.
And I was like, oh my God, it's like watching a dog walk on its hind legs, like crazy.
Well, Kylie's like the least problematic. Why did I say it like that?
Problematic. My God.
The least problematic Jenner. No? / Kardashian?
You don't think Kendall's least problematic?
Kendall's getting in fights with everybody, is she not?
What is she doing?
Well, she dates half of Hollywood, so the odds of her dating somebody that and then breaking up with them who is best friends with Taylor Swift is probably high. Oh, there's high.
Like more crossover. I see what you mean. I don't know.
Like, Kylie's just like happy-go-lucky.
I feel like Khloe's like...
Khloe's pretty non-problematic.
But I feel like she... I know what you mean. There's like, there could be like crossover that Taylor would be...
Like, I think Kylie's just like the most normal of the group.
Okay. The alleged feud between Taylor Swift and Karlie Kloss primarily stems from Kloss's close ties to Scooter Braun, whose company acquired Taylor Swift's masters in 2019.
Right.
Swift felt betrayed that Kloss maintained a friendship with him and vacationed on his yacht shortly after the sale of her recordings.
Yeah, that's tough.
Oh, that's bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, bro, you can't be going on the yacht.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's like songs where there was lyrics that are just like obviously about her. But I guess water under the bridge, huh?
Water under the bridge.
And it was very satisfying to watch Taylor at the game, at the Knicks game, and having Scooter Braun and Sydney Sweeney like seven rows behind. Yes, like not beautiful. On the court. Like that was such a satisfying visual.
She probably also loved that.
Oh, you know she loved it. Taylor, like you can't get that girl down right now. She had the wedding of her dreams. She has all of her music back. She's like gonna hopefully pop out a kid. I'm just kidding.
I mean, probably.
I don't know what her journey is. I don't want to project things on her and be a crazy fan, but like I would love to see Taylor a mother. How old is she? I think she's 36. Let's see.
She's ripe childbirthing age.
36. Yes.
It's time. It's time for her to have a child.
I feel like Taylor can have a child whenever she wants.
See, if Taylor's getting married at 36, I think there's hope for all of us. I mean, you're all set, but...
I mean, hey, there's no ring on my finger yet. I'm still single.
That's true. Hopefully not for long. We shall see.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to take this clip and be like, does Adam know something that everybody doesn't? I don't, for the record.
Wow, way to give up your hand like that. You really were just like, nope, I know nothing. Nope,
by the way, I know absolutely nothing.
By the way... speaking of, well, first of all, we need to do the intro because I fear we are getting...
I was thinking it in my head.
Way ahead of ourselves. And also, I want to hear about this date that you have tonight. So,
oh, yeah, I'd be dating.
How about you take it away?
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, sans Colby today, and Adam. Girls, or girl, singular, how we doing?
I'll speak for both of us saying we're doing pretty well considering Colby gets to go to NoahCon.
I know, Colby's so blessed.
And I'm just happy to be here.
Colby's so blessed to be my trophy wife.
Yeah, what the heck? Why am I not invited? She's more of a fan than me.
Come, you can come.
No.
I'm sure somebody will drop out last minute, just be in Boston.
No. I've got things to do, Adam.
Oh, now she's busy.
Yeah, too busy.
Katie wants to get all upset that I didn't invite her, and I'm like, here's your ticket. Well, be in Boston tomorrow.
You know the feeling where it's like, sometimes you're not invited to something, and you're like, I didn't even want to go, but I wanted to be invited, you know?
Yeah, you're so, like, I wanted the opportunity to say no.
So I could just be like, oh, I was wanted, but like, I can't. I don't.
So fair.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Thanks, but no thanks. Anyway, tell me about the date. I enough about me.
Enough about Katie. I feel like there was also like another dating scenario that I had going on last week that I just, or 2 weeks. When did we last record? Did we not record last week?
We did record last week. We didn't. We had a 2 week break in there.
Two week hiatus. Because we were all traveling so much.
But let the record show that we posted July 4th week, which we usually take off holidays. So we've evened things out.
True. We had to spread out our vacation days.
Yeah.
We had a floating holiday.
I was just going to say it was our floating holiday.
Yeah. So I potentially have a date tonight.
Ooh.
Which is very interesting. It's with this guy who I've had a lot of overlap with over the years.
Okay.
And so by overlap, I mean... I was seeing this guy back in November, December, September, October. Mm-hmm. Why did I say it like that? In last fall / winter. 41 fall and winter ago. Adam was seeing a guy. The best summer pieces are the ones you end up wearing on repeat. Comfortable, versatile, and somehow right for almost every occasion. That's why we love Quince. They make elevated essentials using premium materials like European linen, organic cotton, and washable silk without the traditional retail markup.
Quince's 100% European linen pants, dresses, and tops are the pieces you'll reach for all summer long. They're lightweight, effortless to style, and start at just $32. And you guys, I had quite the haul recently for my upcoming trip to Japan. I need like easy breezy fabrics. They have these fabulous linen sets that I grabbed. So excited to wear them on my trip. And it's not just apparel. Quince also offers elevated essentials for your home, from bedding to bath, and kitchen essentials and furniture.
Make your summer wardrobe feel easier. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/matchmade for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out.
Okay, you guys know how much I love my apartment. I love being home. Home is where the heart is, and it's more than just where the furniture is. It's an extension of who you are. Even small details like a rug can completely change how a space feels, and that's why we love Ruggable.
I added one of Ruggable's more neutral, modern rugs to my bedroom, pulled the whole space together, made it look amazing. I really wanted something that looked a little bit more elevated and intentional, but still felt practical for everyday life. And the design of the one I got is this really clean, cozy vibe, and I've already had friends ask me where it's from. What sold me was that it doesn't just look high-end, and it's also machine washable, which is huge when you're constantly hosting or just living life in your apartment.
They have a high quality look and feel that feel like a traditional rug, even though they're easy to clean. Refresh your home at Ruggable.com. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code MATCHMADE at Ruggable.com. That's Ruggable.com. And use show code MATCHMADE at checkout.
Check it out. Before we get back to the episode, I have a recommendation for anyone who's currently in the romantasy era. Recently checked out The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole, and if you love messy characters, impossible romance, and high-stakes fantasy, this is definitely one to add to your list.
The story follows Diana, a powerful shapeshifter who's been betrayed and is embracing her darker side, and Sam Keel, an immortal god king who refuses to give up on her. I loved that nobody is completely good or bad. It has the classic enemies to lovers tension, a slow burn romance, and characters that you can't stop rooting for even when they're making terrible decisions.
And the deluxe edition is gorgeous. It has stenciled edges, full color character art, and an exclusive bonus scene. It's also an instant New York Times bestseller. You can find The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold in print and ebook. Check it out.
That was when I was going on a couple of dates with that guy where we went to Minetta Tavern with the owner, and we like sat in the corner booth.
Oh my God,
and it was like this like whole fun thing. We just kind of like slow, like faded out.
Yeah.
I feel like it just wasn't, you know, wasn't there. I feel like we'd be better as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And also with like all the holidays and stuff like that, like I feel like he and I just kind of like fizzled.
Yeah.
You know, there just was a lot of time in between us seeing each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I ran into him, like Colby and I ran into him randomly in Brooklyn, like a month or two ago. Like he and I will text sometimes or like DM on Instagram. Like he's still like in orbit, but like more in like a friend
capacity.
Yeah. And so essentially I always knew that he had this best friend that I always thought was really cute.
Okay.
And also the other like third, not third, how do I describe this? The other party in this all is our friend, like one of our best friend's boyfriends.
Okay.
Who I think I had talked about on the podcast, like works out with the guy that I was seeing at the end of last year.
Yes.
And so they all go to the same gym together.
Okay. Yep.
But it's not like a normal gym. It's like a club-esque situation, and you like work out together in the morning, and like it's like 10 to 15 of you. So it's like
F45?
It's not F45, but it's like that vibe.
That's what I'm picturing.
Picture F45, and CrossFit? That's like vibe, basically.
So is it a cult?
It's a cult.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were trying to get me to join the cult at the end of last year. And so, obviously, I was seeing like this one guy, went on a couple dates with him. I knew that he had this best friend. Our best friend's boyfriend had been like, you need to go out with this guy, mm-hmm. who was like the other guy at the gym. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's a little bit of like tea, because I'm currently seeing his friend.
Yeah.
So, wasn't going to work out. Obviously, me and the guy that I was seeing in the fall, like, kind of fizzled out. We still, like, talk, like I mentioned, but we're not doing the thing anymore. And so me and the friend, so the other gay in this trio, mm-hmm. ended up matching on Hinge, like maybe a month or two ago at this point. And I was like, okay, like we matched on Hinge. We started to chat a little bit. It was, and he had always been like showing up on my Hinge, my Raya, like all these different apps over the past 6 months, mm-hmm. but we never matched. Like I always liked him, but we never matched. And my theory was that it was always because of his like bestie at the gym.
The other guy.
Who I was going on a couple dates with, and they would talk about me at the gym. So obviously like this guy knows about me.
Okay, so right? He was like, yeah, gotta stay away. Like,
yeah, yeah. So I think it was like, I'm not going to go on a date with him because he is dating my friend. He's taken by my friend.
Yes.
Obviously, now we're like 7 months past that. And so this guy finally matches with me on one of the apps like a month ago. And so we start talking. We're trying to plan a date. We finally land on tonight. However, it's been like pulling teeth trying to get this guy to go on a date with me, basically.
How so?
Like, I feel like I've been putting in more effort into the plan. I mean, objectively, he's been traveling a lot.
Okay, wait. Tell me, like, more details. Who like, said...
It's actually a good question. He...
Let's go on a date.
I mean, me.
7 months
because
later.
Because it was, like...
You did.
Endless talking on Hinge.
Oh, you were just, like, bantering.
Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't even, like...
And you were like, so, let's get this show on the road.
Yeah. I was like, all right. Okay, he messaged me first. And then we've been talking. He's been traveling a lot. And then finally, he was like, what did I say? I was basically like, okay, we need to like, I'm over this.
Yeah.
Banter.
Are you going to take me on a date or what?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, are we going to go somewhere or what's the situation? And so we landed on today. Okay. So anyways, we're going to go on a date today, I believe.
But how has it been pulling teeth?
Oh, because I've been the one like driving
the boat.
Planning,
yeah.
Like. I'm driving the boat, which is fine. I'm happy to drive the boat, but like the boat needs to land somewhere, you know, like we need to port the boat.
Well, and you need to feel like he is interested.
Yeah.
And effort shows interest. So yeah, exactly. We need some effort from this man.
I saw this video from Paige Lorenz, mm-hmm. about how she got her tennis boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Did you see this video?
I didn't see the video, but I love her. Yeah. I love everything she does.
She's so great. But she was like, yeah, we were messaging on Instagram and he was like, had me at arm's length. And one day I just decided that I was going to FaceTime him. And so she just FaceTimed him out of the blue.
Oh my God.
It was basically like, are we going to hang out while you're in New York or not?
Well, when you have a face like Paige Lorenz.
I mean, yeah, she's perfect.
If a man is FaceTimed by that gorgeous specimen, you'd be hard-pressed to find a man that would say no to that.
Correct. Well, what she said on... I don't know if it was a podcast or a video, like, where I saw this clip. I think I saw it last week.
She did a podcast recently where she spilled a lot of stuff. Like,
it must have been
the podcast. I feel like it was a podcast.
But she basically was like, I know how these athletes are. Like, they have, like, a million girls, like, in every city that they're visiting. And he was in New York. And she basically was like, I'm not going to, like, wait around and be one of these girls. Like, if he wants to see me, he's going to see me. If he doesn't, then I'm done talking to him. And so she quite literally just, like... Instagram mm-hmm. videos him out of the blue.
Oh my God, it wasn't even a she.
I can't remember exactly. Somebody can correct me if they've seen the same clip. It was either an Instagram video or a phone number. I think it might have been an Instagram video, but I could be wrong because I think they were DMing.
Wait, that's even like better.
So she just but like
she didn't
calls
even have
up.
His phone number, like yep. maybe. So
she just calls Taylor up and she's like, you're in New York. Are you going to see me or not? And she was like, by the way, like I'm going to be the first girl that you see and you're going to decide if you like me or not. And then we're going to go from there is like what her.
Wow.
Her move was.
Wow. That is such a power move. I wish that I had done that back in the day.
I'm very inspired by it though.
Yeah.
And like the directness, because I totally agree. I'm like kind of over the whole back and forth, endless texting like situation, you know? Like,
yeah.
I think it's so much better to just be like, all right, why don't we hang out? Like, so we can decide if we like each other or not.
You know what? I actually was practicing this strategy with my sister because, of course, over July 4th, mm-hmm. my sister and I were getting some good girly sister time, and she was asking me for some advice with Hinge and stuff.
Yeah.
Essentially, like, having me go through her matches and, like, give it a second look and be like, are these people normal or are they
gonna... Yeah.
And I was, like, going through, and I, like, found two people in her, like, match list that I was like, okay, these are some solid contenders here. Don't seem like serial killers.
Yeah.
You know, are cute, have a job listed, you know, things yeah. like that. And she was like, why is, like, she was like, I don't understand why some of these guys are just like wanting to chat with me, but not asking, like they're on a dating app. Why are they not asking me on a date?
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, this is a thing. It's an epidemic.
No, it is an epidemic.
It's an epidemic. Some of these men want the girl to come in and be like, so when are we going on a date? And I don't understand it. I don't understand why they don't just...
it's like a fear of rejection type situation. Like, people are a lot more, I think, scared of being rejected.
That, and I think they're talking to like 15 girls.
Yeah.
And just like...
the epidemic is Hinge. Like, Hinge both like helped a lot of people, but also like ruined the majority of people, I think.
Helped me, because...
helped you.
I just...
for sure.
Yeah. I really appreciate the organization of dating apps. Like, dating apps, how it's... you feel like... because when you're meeting like a bunch of people in the wild and you're giving out your phone numbers when you're like slightly intoxicated and you're like forgetting people's names and what they said they work do for work and like everything's just like blending together when you meet people in the wild, whereas in Hinge it's like organized in a nice little folder, like this is where this person went to college and you know, this is organized photos, you can like reference, go back and reference them, like remind yourself. I don't know. It's nice in that way, but it's also just become like a endless pit of just like information.
Such an endless pit.
Like people that like some of these people aren't even actually interested in going on dates. They're just there.
No.
Taking up space.
Correct.
Wanting to get an ego boost, but they're not even interested in actually dating.
Yeah. Yeah. The apps are tough.
But I guess that's that could be said for a bar as well. Like you walk into a bar and there's single people there that aren't even interested in going on dates either, or like being serious. They just want to.
Right.
So that's just life, I guess.
That's just life.
But anyway, I was telling my sister, like, you've just got to sometimes just got to step in and get things done.
Take matters into your own hands.
Take matters. Oh, my God. The number of dates that I like essentially made happen because I was just like, so I'm free on Thursday.
I think that's the way to do it, though. Like, I think, like, I'm evolving into a new era where I'm like, all right, chop, chop. I don't have time to be doing all this back and forth. Like, let's either go get a drink and see if we like each other or whatever. I think this guy actually and I are getting food.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, which I'm happy about.
Optimization.
We're optimizing. I love optimizing.
Adam's favorite word. You should name your firstborn child.
Optimize. Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime. The middle name. Optimize.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
I saw, speaking of crazy baby names, I saw on Instagram, I like love and hate that Instagram gives you just random content now, like pictures and stuff that of people you don't follow. And like sometimes I'm just like, I'm sick of it. I need to see my actual friends' content, please.
Yeah.
But other times it gives me like a total gem. Then I'm like, I would never have seen that. If I, like, thank you, Instagram, for showing me this.
What's an example?
Well, like, there's some really great, like, creative content and cool stuff that I like to follow and, like, watercolor art and whatnot. But then there was this thing that came across my desk last week where, and I, you know, I hate to, like, come at people for their baby names because, like, they did that. They had a whole baby. Like, that's a big achievement.
Big accomplishment.
And a healthy baby is all you want and whatever. But some people are giving these crazy baby names that this baby is going to grow up and be an adult and this baby could be a lawyer. And I saw this post and the baby's name is Sweetie.
That's tough. That is tough.
I'm like, how do you, like, I just, that's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one.
When I was in high school, I remember my, like, did I ever tell you my, like, baby names that I wanted?
Nope.
They were psychotic.
Do tell.
I like had problems in high school for sure.
Can you give me a hint?
Ivy League is your hint.
Oh, so Harvard?
I literally wanted to name my kid like Harvard, Stanford, Yale.
Oh, I do feel like I knew this about you. But I didn't realize you were serious.
No. I think I was dead serious.
Oh, you think?
No. I was dead serious.
Oh my God.
Dead serious. I was like, yep, this is perfect.
Well,
objectively, okay. They're actually kind of good names though. Like,
I don't think Harvard, that's a really, like, strong name. But I think Yale... Yeah,
Harvard's tough. Yale is, like, a normal name.
And Stanford is a name.
Yeah, Stanford is a name.
So, that works.
Stanford, I actually also like the name.
Princeton?
Stan. Princeton. I wanted to name my kid Princeton.
Princeton, nickname it Prince. Prince, for short.
Princeton actually, like, could be a name as well.
Harvard, you could just call him Harry.
Harvey.
Harvey. You're going to name your child after... your company?
After my place of work.
After your workplace? Crazier things have happened.
That would not surprise me. I have to honor it.
I bet there's a child out there named Google.
For sure. A Googler. Definitely.
Amazon. Baby Amazon.
Amazon.
I'm just thinking of like the big companies.
Prada. Could you name a kid Prada? I'm looking at your diet Prada.
No,
I don't think so. Maybe you can nickname it Ada.
Ada.
Prada. Ada.
People are being crazy with baby names these days.
Hermes. Didn't Kelly Rutherford name her kid Hermes?
Stop it.
No. Maybe. Actually, maybe.
Really?
Kelly Rutherford's kid has some kind of like heavily pretentious name.
Oh. Let me
look. Not this. Judging Kelly Rutherford. Kelly Rutherford, I love you.
Oh my God. She can do no wrong.
No.
Kelly Rutherford child.
So Kelly Rutherford, just know if this crosses your desk.
Oh yeah. Hermes.
Hermes.
Hermes Gustav Daniel Gersh and Helena Grace. I like Helena.
Helena's like a good very. Name. It's like a Greek goddess, I think.
That's a rich name for sure.
I mean, Kelly Rutherford.
It could be Helena. Helena. Hermes. Interesting.
I'm going to name my kid Hermes. Kelly, I'm taking after you. I love how I'm speaking to Kelly as if she's listening to the podcast.
Yeah, he's 19 and his name's Hermes.
Does he have a nickname?
I'm sure.
I kind of feel like no. Like, what do you even, like, Herm? Aram?
Hermie?
Mez? Mez is kind of a cool nickname.
Or just like H.
H?
I don't know.
It's like A.
I don't know. Oh my God, my stomach's making crazy noises. Can you hear that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry.
It's hard to miss.
I ate so many hot dogs this weekend. Like, so many hot dogs.
I'm on this kick where I get like very hyper fixated on things, which I feel like I've talked about on the podcast many, many times before. Right now, my hyper fixation. Yeah, I heard that.
Sorry.
Crazy. Katie's stomach is like doing a lot.
I don't think the mic's picking it up, but just know.
Just know that Katie's stomach is like having a field day over there. I'm hyper fixated right now on Chick-fil-A. I'm not kidding. I think I've been going to Chick-fil-A like 5 to 6 times per week.
Well, you have a Chick-fil-A so close to your apartment.
So close.
What are you getting? The grilled nuggets?
I get 2 12-count grilled nuggets.
I knew it.
So I just have 24 grilled nuggets, which is amazing. Or sometimes I'll switch it up and I'll get a 12-count grilled nugget and a normal chicken sandwich or a spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, I love the chicken sandwiches.
Which is amazing.
I love Chick-fil-A. Somehow it feels healthier than McDonald's.
But totally agree.
Is it? Or is it
not? I mean, healthy is subjective, but I guess like...
Is Chick-fil-A...
I think they both fry in peanut oil, so I'd imagine like that's probably the same, because the thing that's unhealthy is like the frying of it all.
Okay, Chick-fil-A is generally considered healthier than McDonald's because it uses more whole food options.
That makes sense.
Higher protein content.
And also like because the majority of their food is chicken-based and they use like no antibiotic chickens, I think. That's probably what makes it healthier.
I don't know. I feel like this is... I'm reading the AI overview. I think if I did more digging, they would find that Chick-fil-A is just as bad. Like,
probably.
As a whole, I'm talking. Not like certain entrees.
But like, I mean, if you compare like a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich to like a McDonald's McCrispy chicken or whatever, like their chicken sandwich option is, like the McDonald's chicken sandwich option is like a bunch of ground chicken and like rib meat and stuff like that. Whereas a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich is a whole piece of chicken. It's like a chicken breast.
Yeah.
So theoretically, I'd imagine that would be healthier. They both definitely do fry in peanut oil, I think. Like, the only thing that can make it healthier is if Chick-fil-A was frying it in, like, olive oil, which I don't even think you can fry things in olive oil. But yeah, that's my synopsis on the healthiness of Chick-fil-A versus McDonald's.
So great. Are you going to go to Chick-fil-A tonight on your date? Is that what's happening?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get one milkshake and 2 straws. And
that's my dream. A date at Chick-fil-A.
A date at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I can't wait to hear more about this date. And then you have an easy out because you have an early flight. So.
Yep. Exactly.
That's a nice easy out.
So I'll have some updates for you after.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that's my dating update. Should we do a question?
Yes. Yes. I have an email. By the way, everyone... Our inbox is dry. Write in. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all. Okay. Subject line is, am I in love with my best friend? Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I love the podcast so much. I've been listening from the very beginning. It always makes my Friday mornings. I just need to talk to someone about this.
I've been in a relationship for 5 years with my current boyfriend, and I'm happy and love him. We also live together. However, I've always felt some kind of feeling and attraction towards my coworker slash really good guy friend from the moment I met him. For as long as we've known each other, I've been in my same relationships. We've never crossed any sort of line, but it's like we both know that we're in love with each other. He recently got into a relationship, and I'm very close with his new girlfriend. Pretty much set them up because I know her, her and I knew each other in high school, and I really do think she's amazing and great for him, but sometimes I get jealous knowing if I really wanted it to be, I would be the one with him. Last night, I had a dream that we finally admitted how we both felt about one another and kissed, but knew we couldn't be together because we didn't want to hurt our partners. It felt like real life, and I kind of wish it was. Am I a horrible person? Do I keep locking this feeling away? I just had to tell someone. XOXO, love you, see you, bye.
I love her.
This is nuts.
What's your thoughts? There goes your stomach again.
Oh my God.
Your stomach has things to say about this.
My stomach has so many thoughts about this. Are you not happy in your relationship? What's going on here? Let's peel things back.
Let's unpack this.
You've been in a relationship for 5 years. You're happy and love him. We also live together.
And then what's her but at the end?
So she's like, she has this great relationship, but she's like falling for her coworker.
I think that...
Well, or she has been, like, she's known this coworker for a while. This isn't a new thing.
Wait, did she say the details of like why she's falling for the coworker? Like what she feels like she's missing from her current boyfriend that she's finding in the coworker?
No, those are important details that we would need.
Maybe it's just like an exciting thing. And she's like, oh, my coworker seems exciting because I've been comfortable or complacent in this relationship for 5 years.
Yeah. It's like the 7-year itch. You heard of that?
I have not heard of that.
In a relationship, when you get to like 7 years, it's like some people are like, well, I'm over it. Like, I don't feel attracted. It's the 7-year, like...
That's tough.
It either, like, if you can make it through the 7-year itch of like, am I happy? Is this the one? Blah, blah, blah. Then you're golden. People say.
I think if you're having doubts... That's probably a telltale sign that this might not be the right person for you long term.
Yeah, if you can I understand, like, you can't control dreams. Like, dreams happen and, like, yeah. You know, but I'm just, you dream about things that you think about a lot. And if you're thinking about this coworker a lot, you're having this dream that, you know, you were together. How confident are you that this coworker likes you back?
Yeah, it'd be kind of tough to risk it all.
You for also somebody set who them up, him up. I think it's him. I'm assuming he. Yes, in a relationship with a friend of yours or someone you know.
Maybe that was a defense mechanism.
This is messy.
Yeah, this is messy. Girl, you messy as hell.
Like, how do you know that he's going to leave her for you? Like, what? How confident? How are you confident in that way? Has he said something to say?
I think she needs to maybe do some therapy and explore internally what she feels like she's missing from her current boyfriend that she's finding in the coworker.
Amen. Therapy is the solution in this. Like, you need an unbiased third party that is like...
Or ask ChatGPT.
No.
My favorite thing to do.
No.
No, guys, come on. I'm telling you, like, ChatGPT will give you the best advice you could ever get.
Well, I do feel like your 5-year relationship is not... where you need to be right now if Correct. You're thinking this much about your coworker and like I don't know. I feel like you might maybe need to be single for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're but here's the thing, like 5 years, you're happy and you love him and you live with him. But if you're thinking this much about someone else, it's not the one. He's not the one.
Yeah. Or you just need to unpack what you feel like you're missing from your current relationship that you would then be finding in the coworker.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you understand that, then you can back into whether or not the current relationship is salvageable or not.
Yeah. Like, granted, in my relationship, I've been with Jack for 3 years, so I haven't been with him for 5 years like this person. But I will admit, like, there are times where I think about what I would be doing if I was single,
mm-hmm.
but not in a way where I want to be single. Yeah. Like, I'm happy in my relationship, but I ask myself, like, what would my life look like if I hadn't, you know, if I was still
right
out there? And if I think about it too hard, I get scared because I'm like, oh my God.
Just look at Colby and I.
No, you guys are obviously doing great, but like, I I have thought, my brain goes there. It's not like my brain doesn't go there. Like, or like if when I'm at a bar, I'm like, ooh, what would happen? What would it, what would I be doing right now if I was single?
Right.
Like, would I be going up to that guy over there? Would I be, it's more just like a, my brain just thinks like about like,
What ifs,
but not in a way where I actually am like, I want to explore it.
Yeah, it seems like this girl is like, I'm ready to risk it all potentially.
Like, I don't want to say it's like not normal to have thoughts about like, and especially like if you have an attractive coworker, like it's, it would be crazy for you to not to think, oh, that guy is attractive. Like, if I were single, would I flirt with him? Like, that's not a crazy thought to have.
No.
It's the wanting to act on it.
Yes.
And being confident that if, that you could act on it.
Right.
That stresses me out here.
Yeah.
That makes me feel like you should break up with your boyfriend.
I think it, at the very minimum, you need to explore
therapy.
Why, yes. Why this might be happening.
Yeah. I'd say before you do anything, book yourself some therapy appointments.
Yeah. Totally agree.
And just get like some advice.
Yep. And let us know how it goes.
And then explore if you're going to be a homewrecker.
Yeah, with your friend who you set him up with in the first place.
No, that's what I feel bad about. Like, that poor girl.
Yeah, you really, you set her up for failure. The way she set this, her friend up with this guy, only to potentially want to home wreck it. Girl, I think you might need, you, I love you, you need therapy.
Yeah.
You got to unpack this a little bit more.
Yeah. But let us know what happens, as always. And if you guys have a question or need some advice, shoot us an email. Or, you know what? If you just have a fun story to tell us.
Yes.
Shoot us an email.
Yeah. We want to do more email advice segment, the whole deal.
Yeah. Or if you have thoughts on Taylor Travis's wedding, like just.
We'd love to hear it.
There you go.
And with that, I think that's all we have time for, Kath.
I think it is. I think that was pretty darn good. I have to eat something, clearly. I don't know
Katie's Katie's stomach is not well.
I think I need a Tums.
With that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
You're so in harmony.
I didn't even drink my coffee. I was just so chatty. I didn't even drink my coffee. Oh, I was chugging mine. My God.
My fave coffee.
Mm.